18 hours. Up next, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Ah. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now, that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. OIV criticizes proposed constitutional changes as illegitimate and self-serving. President Hichilema laments slow progress on equitable and sustainable water use in Africa. And in global news, anger at Zimbabwe's Mnangagwa okays new radio levy for motorists. With the evening main news bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafala Mulenga. Operation Young Vote OIV has rejected government's proposed constitutional amendments, describing them as illegitimate, narrow in focus, and a blatant attempt to serve the interests of political elites at the expense of ordinary citizens. OIV Executive Director Guest Nirenda has asserted that the process lacks the necessary broad-based consultation with the Zambian people, who are the ultimate rights holders. Mr. Nirenda is of the view that the amendments are not only limited in scope, focusing disproportionately on political and electoral matters, but also deeply troubling in intent and impact. He says OIV's analysis reveals that 92.5% of the proposed changes in the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill of 2025 center around elections and political affairs, while the remaining provisions such as the definition of youth and child rights are marginal. Mr. Nirenda notes that the proposal to reduce the required experience for the Secretary to the Cabinet from 10 to 5 years is seen as yet another attempt to benefit the ruling class, as the change does not benefit the citizenry but those in government who want to control the civil service. He is also critical of the proposed increase of more than 100 members of parliament, warning of dire economic consequences, and questions the rationale of expanding parliament at a time when Zambia is yet to complete its debt restructuring and faces crippling financial.
It is quite perturbing and appalling that politicians think that they are the most important of all citizens. As Operation Young Vote, we are of the conviction that the proposed constitutional amendments as contained in Bill number 7 are not only myopic and inadequate regarding the key fundamental issues and topics for what would be termed efficacy and comprehensive reforms, but is also highly toxic, as it suggests that only the powerful and those with financial muscle will call the shots in elections and politics.
President Hakainde Hichilema has expressed concern over the limited progress made towards achieving equitable and sustainable water use in Africa, which he says is essential for socio-economic development, poverty reduction, and regional cooperation. Speaking when he officially opened the third implementation and partnership conference on water, PANAFCON 3, in Lusaka today, President Hichilema says the lack of progress made to a safe, sustainable water use threatens health, livelihoods, and stability across the African continent. In a speech read for him by Vice President Mutale Nalumango, the head of state says this year's PANAFCON conference, whose theme is Assuring Inclusive and Climate Resilient Water Security and Sanitation for the Africa We Want, is a call to action which should move from vision to execution. President Hichilema says it is important to place water and sanitation at the heart of Africa's health, prosperity, and peace.
25 years ago, African leaders envisioned an African Water Vision 2025, promising equitable and sustainable water use for socio-economic progress, poverty alleviation, region of operation and environmental stewardship. Yet, as we stand past that milestone, we face a stark reality. Progress has not matched our ambition. Rapid population, as we have heard before, rapid population growth, urban extension, climate variability, and chronic underinvestment have left millions without safe water and dignified sanitation.
And speaking earlier, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu noted that while commendable progress in expanding water and sanitation services across the continent has been made, significant challenges persisted, which have left millions without reliable access to clean water or adequate sanitation, fundamental human rights that are essential for dignity, health, and development.
Africa too faces a compounded impact of rapid population growth, urbanization, climate change, and the legacy of underinvestment. These realities have left millions without adequate access to clean water or adequate sanitation, which are fundamental human rights that are essential for human dignity, health, and development. But 1.3, therefore, is not just another conference, but a crucial platform to transition from vision to implementation.
Meanwhile, European Union Ambassador to Zambia, Karolina Stasiak, announced the launch of the Blue Africa Action, a flagship of the Team Europe initiative on transboundary water management in Africa, whose initiative is the cornerstone of a collective effort to strengthen Africa's water governance at the continental level.
This initiative is the cornerstone of our collective efforts to strengthen Africa's water governance at the continental level, in close partnership with the African Union and with the African Ministers' Council of Water. The Blue Africa Action showcases that only through cooperation at national, regional, but also continental level, we can ensure sustainable and fair water governance systems. This action demonstrates that practical, cooperative solutions are not only possible, they are already delivered to us.
Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe has announced that quarterly analysis of Zambia's copper production indicates the country is on track to record a 30% increase this year. Mr. Kabuswe has also praised Mopani Copper Mine's long-term target of producing 1 million tons of copper annually, calling it a significant milestone that deserves commendation. Speaking during a Mopani Copper Mine sponsored luncheon at the ongoing Caminex Expo in Kitwe today, Mr. Kabuswe further warned that global projections suggest a looming shortage of 100,000 skilled workers and artisans, including plumbers, electricians, and bricklayers, due to rising demand in the mining and construction sectors.
You have picked the vision. I don't want to talk about KCM and these others. They have also huge goals, but because this is a Mopani luncheon, they need to sponsor a luncheon so that I talk about it. But they are also looking good. By the way, when we did our quarterly report this year, in terms of production for all the mines, we are already at 30% in terms of increase for this year. So those of us who are doubting the 3 million tons, we are rushing towards them.
Earlier, Mopani Copper Mine's Chief Executive Officer Charles Sakanya revealed that the mine under International Resources Holdings IRH has set a long-term production goal of 1 million tons annually, building on a near-term benchmark of between 300,000 and 500,000 tons. Mr. Sakanya has also reported that Mopani has created 1,709 new direct jobs, implemented a 13% salary increment, the highest in Zambia since IRH took over, and cleared all outstanding arrears owed to suppliers and contractors while reconciling remaining accounts.
Mopani is advancing the completion of underground infrastructure, doing our part to help Zambia attain its national target of producing 3 million tons of finished copper in the coming decades. The current capacity for Mopani Copper Mine, once the project development plan has been completed over the next 4 to 5 years, is 8.5 million tons of